ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. ജയ രാധമാധവ കുന്ദവിഹാരേ, ജയ രാധമാധവ കുന്ദവിഹാരേ. ഗോപീജനവല്ലഭ ഗിരിവരധാരേ, ഗോപീജനവല്ലഭ ഗിരിവരധ ചോട്ടകാലണ്ടോ പീജന യശോദാനന്ദന വ്രജ ജനരഞ്ജന യശോദാനന്ദന വ്രജ ജനരഞ്ജന മുനതീരവനചാരേ മുന യമുനാ തീരവനചാരേ യമുനാ. ജയ രാധമാധവ കുന്ദവിഹാരേ, ജയ രാധമാധവ കുന്ദവിഹാരേ. ഗോപീജനവല്ലഭ ഗിരിവരധാരേ, ഗോപീജനവല്ലഭ ഗിരിവരധാരേ. ജസോദാനന്ദന വ്രജ ജനരഞ്ജന യശോദാനന്ദന വ്രജ ജനരഞ്ജന യമുനാ തീരവനചാരേ യമുനാ, യമുനാ തീരവനചാരേ യമുനാ. ജയ രാധമാധവ കുന്ദവിഹാരേ, ജയ രാധമാധവ കുന്ദവിഹാരേ. ഗോപീജനവല്ലഭ ഗിരിവരധാരേ, ജസോദാനന്ദന വ്രജ ജനരഞ്ജന യമുനാ തീരവനചാരേ യമുനാ. ജയ രാധമാധവ കുന്ദവിഹാരേ, ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधारश्मि हरे राधारश्मि हरे राधे जय राधा जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय सीता जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद
जैन विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गतिरष्टोत्तर शताभितरणारविंदेश भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद महाराज की जैन विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गतिरष्टोत्तर शत शिष्यों भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप धाम की जय श्रीक्षेत्र पुरुषोत्तम धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल गुरिष्ठ दास लोटेज ऑल गुरिष्ठ दास लोटेज ऑल गुरिष्ठ दास ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यं प्रवदन्तमनुपेत्यपेत्यकृत्यं दैपायनो विरहकातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरभोविनेदुस्तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान्नतोऽस्मि यस्यानुभावखिलं श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपतितीर्षतां तमुन्धं संसारिणं करुणायाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीना नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। We are reading from Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter number 3. The title of the chapter is Rishabhdev's Appearance, Text number 14. Kaha va iha te aparajitah अपराजितया मायया अनवसित पदव्य अनावृतमतिः विषय विष रय अनावृत प्रकृति अनुपाशित महत्चरण। को वा इह ते पराजितो पराजितया मायया इनावसित पदव्यानावृतमतिर्विषय विसरयानावृत प्रकृतिरनुपासित महच्चरणः। को वा इह ते पराजितो पराजितया मायया नवसित पदव्यानावृतमतिर्विषय विसरयानावृत प्रकृतिरनुपासित महच्चरणः। को वा इह ते पराजितो पराजितया मायया नवसित पदव्यानावृतमतिर्विषय विसरयानावृत प्रकृतिरनुपासित महच्चरणः। कोई पढ़ेंगे? एनीबडी वांट्स टू? What translation? Kahava, who is that person? Iha, within this material world. Te, of your lordship. Aparajitah, not conquered. Aparajitaya, by the unconquerable. Mayaya, illusory energy. Anavasita padavya, who Whose path can be ascertain? Anabhrutamatihi, whose intelligence is not bewildered. Vishaya visha, of material enjoyment, which is like poison. Raya, by the course. Anabhruta, not covered. Prakritihi, whose nature. Anupasita, without worshipping. Mahacharanaha, the lotus feet of great devotees. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki is a translation. Dear Lord, unless one worships the lotus feet of great devotees, one will be conquered by the illusory energy and his intelligence will be bewildered. Indeed, who has not been carried away by the waves of material enjoyment, which are like poison, your illusory energy is unconquerable. No one can see the path of this material energy or tell how it is working. Please repeat with me. Dear Lord, unless one worships the lotus feet of great devotees, one will be conquered by the illusory energy and its intelligence will be bewildered. Indeed, who has not been carried away by the waves of material enjoyment, which are like poison, your illusory energy is unconquerable. No one can see the path of this material energy or tell how it is working. Purport. Maharaj Nabhi was inclined to performing great sacrifice for begetting a son. The son might be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But such a material desire, be it great or insignificant, is brought about the influence of Maya. A devotee does not at all desire anything for sense gratification. Devotion is therefore explained as devoid of material desires, anya virasita sunya. Everyone is subjected to the influence of Maya and entangled in all kinds of material desire. And Maharaj Nabhi was no exception. Freedom from Maya's influence is possible when one engages in the service of great devotees, Mahacharana Seva. Without worshipping the lotus feet of a great devotee, one cannot be freed from Maya's influence. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiche Keva. Who has been freed from Maya's clutches without serving the lotus feet of a Vaishnava? Maya is aparajita and her influence is also aparajita, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 text number 14. Daivi hesa guna mahima maya duratyaya. This divine energy of mind consisting of three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. Only a devotee can surpass Maya's great influence. It was no fault on Maharaj Nabhi's part that he wanted a son. He wanted a son like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the best of all sons. By the association of the Lord's devotee, one no longer desires material opulences. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 20, 22 and text number 54. Sadhu Sangha Sarva Sastra Kahe, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarvasiddhi Hai. And Madhya Lila, 22nd chapter, text number 51, also speaks, Mahat Kripa Vina Kono Karme Bhakti Noi, Krishna Bhakti Dure Rahu, Sansara Nahikhyai. If one is serious about escaping vicious influence and returning home back to Godhead, one must associate with a sadhu, devotee. That is the verdict of all the scriptures. By the slight association of a devotee, one can be freed from the clutches of Maya. Without the mercy of the pure devotee, one cannot get freedom by any means. Certainly, a pure devotee's association is necessary in order to obtain the loving service of the Lord. One cannot be freed from Maya's clutches without sadhu sangha, the benediction of a great devotee. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text Number 32, Prahlad Maharaj says, Naisham vatis tavat urukkamangrim sparshatya anarthapagamo yadarthaha mahiyashampada rajovishekam niskinjananam navranitayavat. One cannot become the Lord's pure devotee without taking the dust of a great devotee on his head. Pada rajovishekam. A pure devotee is niskinjana. He has no material desire to enjoy the material world. One has to take shelter of such a pure devotee in order to attain his qualities. The pure devotee is always free from the clutches of Maya and her influence. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tisma Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jukta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitansa. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Rapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansakalpataru Vesha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Chitrakutalayam Ramam Indiranandam Mandiram Vandicha Paramanandam Bhaktanam Vikram. O Lord, you perform many wonderful. Dear Lord, unless one worships the lotus feet of great devotees, one will be conquered by the illusion energy and his intelligence will be bewildered. Indeed, who has not been carried away by the waves of material enjoyment, which are like poison? Your illusory energy is unconquerable. No one can see the path of this material energy or tell how it is working. In this purport of Srila Prabhupada, in the middle, especially the conclusion of this purport, the essence of this purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, certainly a pure devotee's association is necessary in order to obtain the loving devotional service of Krishna. This is the essence of this purport that we are getting. And here, in this chapter, Rushabhdev Sapphirans, from text number 4 to 5, from 4 and 5 till the verse text number 15, the Ritis, the priests are praying and praising the Supreme Lord and saying about the desire of Maharaj Navi and how he is influenced by his material desire to beget a son, begetting a son like you, although. So here, most of the in the text, it has been said the influence of Maya, and Srila Prabhupada is making that daivi hesa gunamai mama maya duratya. Maya, Srila Prabhupada is saying, Maya means which is not real. Maya, he is separating these two, one word into two letters, and he is saying, Ma means it is a prohibition specially. Ma means not, and Ya means which is not. So, to support this Prabhupada's statement, Maya means, we are getting in the scripture, Maya matram tu kasnena anapekhya kasnena abhivyakta surupatvat. It's explaining that Maya matram tu, what does it mean by Maya? That Krishna, complete, which is unmanifest form, abhivyakta, anabhivyakta, completely unmanifest form of Krishna, anabhivyakta, surupatvat. Means, he is saying that some rupa, which has not been manifested. When this Mahat Tattva and everything were created, first of all, by Lord, and after that, the Pratisarga were created by Brahma, even this Maya was not created by Brahma. It is the itself, the illusory energy of the Lord, that's why it is said. It is neither it was created by Brahma, nor it is the consisting of gross material elements. It was created by Krishna himself. But it has not any form. It is completely unreal. In this completely unreal, that's why the Krishna word is there. Krishna means it's completely unreal, complete see, there is no form, there is no surupa of Maya. Then he is explaining that how is that? What is that then? If it is completely unreal, it does not have anything else existence, then what is that? Then they are explaining, especially in Vedanta Sutra, in Govinda Bhasya, they are explaining, they are giving one example that Supna, Susupti, when we are sleeping at night, and there are so many things are coming in our dream. Sometimes bad omens, sometimes good omens, all these things are coming. And when we are waking up from the bed immediately, and when we saw that something, whatever we saw at night in dream, that is not real. That is avastava. We are saying also like that, because that is not real completely. And sometimes what is happen, that we are seeing in the dream something very good omens, which is very favorable. Like we can see in the dream sometimes Krishna appears. In dreams sometimes Krishna is giving instruction. In dreams sometimes somebody is giving mantras. He is also explaining everything here. So, in dreams, when we are getting all these things, then when we are getting mantras, when we are seeing something good about Krishna, then we are feeling very good. Then we are thinking that is real. And also, these people who are seeing good things in the dream, then they are saying that it's real. It has some existence, Maya. But when we are seeing something bad, and which is not going to happen in the life, then we are thinking it's not real. So, in this way, some of people are saying, some of opponents, they are speaking that Maya has some real existence. Some of them are saying Maya does not have real existence. But then, to support this evidence, there is also a wonderful story in the Puranas that we are getting, Bhavishya Puran. I can explain that what is Maya. One time Narada Muni went to ask Lord Vishnu, what is Maya? But when he went to ask that what is Maya, then Lord Vishnu said, give up this idea to know about what is Maya and go back to your place. Don't ask about this what is Maya. Then Narada Muni was repeatedly asking that, no, I want to know what is Maya. Please explain me what is Maya. Then Narada Muni, when he was asking repeatedly what, and Lord Vishnu refused, then Lord Vishnu said, okay, so let's take some somayus. Then they were drinking this somayus. Krishna was drinking and also he was drinking, Narada Muni. Then Narada Muni became completely imbalanced, mental imbalance. Then, although he was mentally imbalanced, but still he asked again the same questions, that I want to know about what is Maya. Please explain me what is Maya. Then when he asked like this, then he, Narada Muni, Lord Vishnu, okay, so if you are asking about Maya, let us take you. Then they went together, they came to this Bharatavarsha, here in this material world. And then they changed their forms into two Brahmanas. They changed their form into two Brahmanas. Then they went together to one Vaishya family. That Vaishya was plowing, doing hala, you know. And when they entered into that house, then that Vaishya, the mercantile class people, he welcomed Narada Muni in the form of Brahmana and also Lord Vishnu in the form of Brahmana together. But he did not serve very nicely to Lord and the Narada Muni in the form of Brahmana. He just gave him the gave them the asans and they sat together. And he went to the room, then he came back from the room and he said that, okay Lord, when Atithi is coming, guests are coming to the house, it is a duty of the person to serve him. But I don't have any money or anything else, or I don't have that type of rice which actually you are keeping interest to eat that type of rice. I don't have that type of rice in my house. And whatever we are eating, that you cannot eat because that is very low quality. That's mercantile class people, they are quite conjus. They are very conjus. So he said like that whatever we are eating, you cannot eat, and whatever you need, I cannot give you. He said like that. So when he had everything, he had a lot of wealth. But because of conjusy, he did not give all these things to Lord and Narada Muni. He did not serve. Then, since he just gave them two seats to sit there, and by causeless mercy, Lord Krishna said that person that, okay, so you since serve a little bit to me, so whatever desire you have, please ask me and I will fulfill your desire. Then he said, okay, he did not say anything, that Vaishya. Then immediately Lord Krishna said, okay, so I am blessing you from today onwards, you will have lot of wealth, you will be getting more profit from your business and everything else. And your four generations, seven generations, although they will not be doing any work, but they will become fully satisfied, and you will have lot of wealth in this lifetime and also next lifetime, your sons, grandsons and everything. So when he said like this, then that person became so much happy. Then Narada Muni and Lord came back from their house. They went to another village together. Then in that village, they went to a Brahmana's family. And that Brahmana had only one son and he has his wife. They together entered to that family. And Brahmana, since he is a Brahmana, he is a knowledgeable person. He knows the Vedic knowledge and he has the ideas how to serve the Vaishnavas, how to serve the guest, everything else. So he perfectly took all, took the Lord and the Brahmanas to his home and give them seats, and they sat together, and they together, the family members, wife and sons and Brahmanas, they together served this Lord and Narada Muni very nicely. They washed their Lord's feet, Charana Prakhyalana they did, and they give them water, they serve them nicely, they feed them bhoga, they offer them bhoga, and everything they did very nicely. So after giving all these things, and then the Brahmanas with his family, they went together to take prasadam. And the Lord and the Narada Muni also spent that night, because they become so much satisfied by the service of Brahmana. That's why they spent that night in the house of that Brahmana. The next day morning, then Narada Muni and Brahmana, they together left from that house. Then Lord gave the blessings to that Brahmana and he said, okay, from today onwards I am blessing you that you will become Nirdhan, because you will be completely free from, and you will be penniless, you will not have any money from today onwards. Whatever money you had previously, all money will be lost, he said like this. And from today onwards, whatever occupation you are doing, by that occupation, whatever money you are getting, that occupation will become stopped very quickly and you will not become able to perform your Brahmanical activities. And your son, who is very good, he also going to die very soon. Then by blessing in this way to that Brahmana, the Lord came back from his house with Narada Muni. Then Narada Muni became completely confused that what type of blessing you gave this Brahman. He served you nicely, he did lot of service with his family, but you blessed him like this, and that Vaishya who did not serve you nicely, who completely neglected in your service, but you gave him benedictions. When he asked like this, then Lord is explaining what is the purpose behind this, why I did this. Actually there are two types of Krupa, one is Akapata and one is Sakapata. When Lord Shiva, Asutosa his name, when he become satisfied by somebody's austerities quickly and he gives somebody instant material happiness, that is actually called akapata, sakapata, that is called sakapata, means he wants material desire and he gives very quickly. When somebody is performing austerities for getting devotional service of Lord, and the Krishna is coming to bless him, or Lord Shiva is coming to giving his benediction, then that Krupa, that mercy is called Akapata, means Kapata Sunya, is free from Kapata. So similarly here, since that Vaishya did not serve nicely the Lord, and Lord said, okay, so I am blessing you, you will have all the material wealth for your seven generations, you can enjoy like anything else. He said like this. And when he said like this, then and again Lord is saying, why I give him like this? Because By getting those money, he will be misusing that money for his own sense gratification. By misusing, he will become completely entangled in these material activities. And in this way, life after life, he will be here in this material world. From human life, he will go down, he will go to the hell. This will become his situation. And then he is saying, why I bless the Brahman that he will become completely nirdhana? Because the Brahmana is very dear to me in his own Brahminical activities, and he served me nicely. That's why I said him that he will not have any material wealth. And by this way, he constantly will become able to remember me. And when he will be constantly remembering me, and I will be showering my mercy, and I will be in front of him, I will be always with him. So that's why I blessed him like this. And I said that his son will die very soon, because in this way, when he will be constantly remembering me with his family members, then all of his family members will die, and they become quickly, they will come back to me, to my abode. They will come back to go back to Godhead, they will go. So that's why I give them Akapata Krupa and I give them Sakapata Krupa. That's two type of Krupa. And in this way, they are passing through this on the bottom of the Himalaya, Narada Muni and Lord. Then there is a sarovar. And the sarovar, the Lord went to take bath. And when Lord took bath, then he came back. Then he came out from the water. Then Narada Muni went also to take bath. Then when Narada Muni just go inside of this water and take a full bath, then immediately when he come out from the water, he became a girl. He became a old man, very beautiful old man. He became a very beautiful old man. And then Lord immediately disappeared from the vision. When he became a old man, the Lord immediately disappeared from the vision. Then Narada Muni completely lost his consciousness, that he could not understand himself that I am Narada Muni. Then he is finding himself that I am a old man. Then that old man, Narada Muni, in the form of old man, he came and he was sitting on the stone. That old man was sitting on the stone and she was crying. She did not find anybody else near to him. That's why she was crying like anything. Where from I came, where I will go, what I will do. She was thinking like this. And then Narada Muni, in that form, when she was crying, then the king Taradhwaja was coming with his Chaturangi Sena. He was passing by that area. Then he was passing by this area. Then he found there is a very nice girl is sitting on the bank of that sarovara, and she is crying. Let us go to him, what her desire, I can find it out. Then he went. The king Taradhwaja went there, and he asked to her that why you are crying. Then that girl is saying that nobody is there to taking care of me. I am a old man, somebody should be there to take care of me. In this way, when she was crying and requesting that can you take care of me, then the king became agreed to marry him also. Narada Muni, in the form of old man, now is going to have a marriage ceremony. So the king took him and she went. In this way, 1200 years they completely was enjoying the honeymoon, going from different places and enjoying the whole 1200 years. And after 1200 years, they had 50 children. Now Narada Muni had 50 children. He gave birth to 50 children. And then, so in that Purana, it has been mentioned some or other, these 50 children of Narada Muni were completely like Duryodhan and other 100 sons, they were like that, full of ego and completely dharma, sunya, all these things. They went together to fight with different kings. They went to the fight with the Pandavas. Then the Bhima and Arjuna, they killed together these 50 sons. Then Narada Muni, in the form of that woman, and she was crying like anything for that for his 50 sons. And in the meantime, his father, the king Taradhwaja, also died. And when he died, then he is also finding himself, Narada Muni, in the form of a man, and he is crying for his sons. And immediately the Lord appeared in his vision. Then when Lord appeared in his vision, then Narada Muni, from that woman form, his form was changed and he became Narada Muni. Then he was thinking himself, what I was doing throughout these years, more than 1500 years here, I was begetting the children, 50 children, and here in this thing, this way he is thinking. Then he was asking the Lord, what is this? What did you do? Then Lord is explaining that when I went to the sarovar to take bath, he said first of all that when we came together from Vaikuntha, you hold my finger, this lady's finger, you hold my finger, and you came together, we came together to this place, and you never give up the finger. You always you hold my finger, even if during the sleeping time when you are sleeping together, you hold my finger. But when you give up of holding my finger and you took bath, in the sarovar, when you took bath, you immediately change your body. And you lost your consciousness and you had a desire to know what is Maya, and this is the Maya, that which does not have any real existence. It is just like a dream. It looks like, it appears like that it is, it has some real existence, but it does not have real existence. So then Narada Muni understood what is Maya. In this way, we can understand this Maya, that how to cross over this illusory energy of the Lord, which is very difficult, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. And that's the only way to cross over this illusory energy of Lord by performing devotional service to Lord and His devotees. If we will serve His devotees, then we will become free from this material entanglement. When Lord Chaitanya was instructing the questions of Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami said, Ke ami kene amari jare tapatray, iha nahi jani ami kemane have kemane hita hoy. He is saying, I don't know Ke ami, I don't know who am I, what is my duty, and how threefold of this material illusory, these three types of miseries, whatever I am suffering, this material world is really very difficult for me. So please give me the knowledge so that I can go back to Godhead, and I don't know who am I. He was repeatedly asking, Oh Lord, please shower your mercy. Then because of this humility of Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya, his heart completely break, and he sat down and he said, Sanatana, because of your humility, because of your humility, my heart and break down, and I am going to give the answer of your questions. And he then started to explain what is Jiva, What is the constitution of position of jiva and how it's influenced by the illusory potency of Lord, and how and he is again explaining that the yuga avataras to Sanatana Goswami. After explaining the yuga avataras, then Sanatana Goswami is continued that who is really going to take incarnate in this Kali Yuga specially. Then Lord is speaking to Sanatana Goswami, you can get everything, all the information from the shastras, from the scriptures about this. Then he is saying, because Sanatana Goswami is completely, he heard, full of knowledge about the scriptures. But since Lord said, then he is explaining that you are himself the Supreme Lord Krishna. You incarnate and you are staying with your associates. And you are doing this congregation chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And in this way you are taking care of preaching movement in this material world to deliver the fallen conditioned souls in this material world. So this is Sanatana Goswami was instructed by Lord Chaitanya, that if somebody will take part in this Sankirtana movement, then his life will become glorious and he will go back to Godhead. And this is the essence of this Kali Yuga. And as far as these things are concerned, that to serve the Mahat Charana, the devotees, the great devotees, pure devotees of Lord, in that text of Canto 6 and chapter 1, verse number 16, I think, I don't remember exactly. The kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayanaha agham dhanvanti karshnena niharam iva bhaskaraha. In that verse, it has been mentioned that some people, not all people in this material world, very few people in this material are practicing pure devotional service. Very rare people are practicing pure devotional service. All people are not practicing. The same thing, Lord Chaitanya, when he was instructing Sanatana Goswami, he also brought this point, that how very rare people are practicing pure devotional service in this material world. And he said, he was giving the story of Saravagya, one astrologer named Saravagya. He said that Saravagya, astrologer, one time, one person who was completely poor man, he asked that, what will happen to me because I don't have any money with me. I am suffering in this material world like anything. Then that astrologer, Saravagya, said him, why? You have your inheritance of your father. He said like this. Then Lord is saying that when that astrologer said to that poor man that you have your inheritance, you have lot of wealth, why you are becoming worried like this? Then that poor man is asking, where from I can get the wealth? Then he is saying, if you will go to southern direction, if you will be little bit dig in the southern direction, then you will be beaten. Lord is saying to Sanatana Goswami that how this poor man is being instructed by that astrologer Saravagya. If you go to the southern direction, then you will be beaten. And if you go to the western direction, then you will be killed by, you will be devoured by a serpent, big serpent. And if you go to the northern directions and you will be dig little bit, then you will become fully satisfied. You will become fully happy. And if you go to the west direction, so then he is saying that I don't remember another, also the four directions he was explaining, I don't remember another one. But the conclusion is that he is mentioning that karmakanda, jnanakanda and sakala visara bhanda. These three things he is explaining, that Veda is explaining these three things. How this karmakanda, if you will go to the southern direction and you will dig little bit, then you will be beaten. How is that? He is explaining. That he is explaining, beaten, you will be beaten means that the mohamachi, the bees, bumblebees, they are creating the honey. And when you will eat the honey, then you will try to eat the honey, they will come to beat you. Similarly, karmakanda is giving lot of material happiness, but that material happiness will become really the source of miseries. So that's why it is not at all good to go through this karmakanda system. These things he is explaining to Sanatana Goswami, that the Sarvajna astrologer said that poor man, so you have to fix up in devotional service. If you will go to eastern direction, then if you will dig little bit, then you will become very much satisfied. Dig little bit means that he is saying that if you will perform little bit in devotional service to Lord Krishna, then Krishna will shower his unconditional mercy upon you and you will become fully satisfied. He is saying. So therefore, if we will get the chance of a pure devotee, kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayanaha, and if we will have little bit association of that pure devotee, then our life will become successful. And Srila Prabhupada, in the middle of this purport, is saying that certainly, if a pure devotee's association is necessary in order to obtain the loving devotional service, if a pure devotee's association will get little bit, our life will become successful. And I will become engaged in the service of Radha Krishna eternally. Thank you so much. If anybody has any questions or comments, I can... Yes, bro. Thank you. Who is? Kali. Kali Maharaj is not more powerful, is more powerful than Maya. Maya is the energy of the Supreme Lord, which was not created even by Brahma or five gross elements. So Kali, although he came to rule over this material world, but he is not the energy of the Lord. So Maya is more powerful than Kali energy, if we will analyze in that way. Maya is working throughout all the yugas, Satya, Dwapara, Tritaya, Kali. But Kali is ruling its kingdom only in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, not in any other age. But Maya is ruling in all the four ages. So in this way you can consider that Maya is more powerful than the Kali. Is right? Anything else?
Maya, there is some goodness also, like doing good things is also considered Maya, goodness.
Goodness. Mode of goodness.
Is also Maya.
Yeah, mode of goodness.
But in Kali, all the four things
it is
are
also
bad.
Maya.
All the four things are bad only.
I'm like, sorry?
Like meat eating, gambling, illicit sex. Kali has four things, no? So they are all bad. Maya is at least something good.
I cannot hear. If you can, you can speak me like this.
Maya,
without microphone, you can speak. I can hear. Yeah, it's a three modes of material nature. Yeah. No, in this age, Kali has been restricted by Parikshit Maharaj that he will not be, he will not have influence over four things, that Abhyarthitastadastasmai sthanani kalayadadu dyutang panam sthriyasuna yatra adharmas tatrubhidha. Where there will be four adharmas will be going on, then Kali will do his activities. Dyutang panam sthriyasuna. But Kali is influencing here, I know, in this material world right now, also on the people. And he is also and also this period is very favorable, because this is the period of Suvarna Yuga, which is going on by 10,000 years. This Hare Krishna movement will be going on, and everybody will become by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, everybody will go back to Godhead. And after that, Kali will take over fully after 10,000 years. It has been mentioned. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद महाराज की जय, हिदायगौर प्रमानंदे।